to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What's your snacking on?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Snack Situation. That's right, the hottest segment in podcasting is now unchained. We are breaking it out into its own listener-supported podcast. It's the Snack Situation, everybody. I'm Chris Sims. With me, as always, is Mr. Matt Wilson. Matt, what you snacking on, I guess, is what we will ask each other later. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. I want to set a few things aside right here at the beginning of the show. First of all, if you are worried that this means that Snack Situation will no longer be part of Movie Fighters, do not worry. We will continue to do Snack Situation on Movie Fighters just to talk about what we're eating while we're watching the movie. It will go back to original version Snack Situation, where we're just talking about the snack we're having during the movie. It had reached this point where it became this thing where people sent us snack foods to try, and we felt an obligation to do that. That will be what this show is for. This is where we'll do the more involved snacking. We'll get something unique that we will both snack on, and the show will proceed until we are finished snacking on that thing. That's what these specials will be about.
I was going to ask you, Matt, because here's the deal with how Snack Situation usually works. If you are a new listener to the Clitus Media Empire, this might not be the best place to start. But the idea behind Snack Situation was that Matt and I do a podcast called Movie Fighters. And since we introduce a movie, watch the entire movie, and then talk about the movie, we're sitting down for basically at least 3 hours. And we like to have a little something to snack on. Whether it's snacks brought back from Mexico, snacks sent to us from Iceland, sometimes it's homemade baked goods, sometimes it's a bag of Tostitos, and we discover new things about the logo. That's how Snack Situation works. But here's the thing. Every other time we have done Snack Situation, Matt, we have eaten off mic.
We have eaten on mic before with some of the Australian snacks.
I guess it's true. We tried some of the Australian snacks before the movie and then some of the others during the movie and came back and talked about them.
I mean, look, there's going to be text noises, and there's going to be chewing, and there's going to be maybe a little bit of talking with food in our mouths during this. So, warning, here's a warning ahead of time, okay? If you're not interested in hearing any of those sounds, there are going to be those sounds.
Yeah, I'm really worried about this being the Mouth Sounds podcast.
Oh, I'm into it. Oh, here it is already. All right, so...
Yeah. Sorry, everybody who's listening to this on headphones. Those are some mouth sounds.
Let me knock this out also. And immense thank yous to everybody who helped us get to the level where we could do this Snack Situation podcast. It's something we've been talking about for a while. We had the goal of $1,500 on our Patreon before we could do this monthly Snack Situation podcast. I think it's probably partially related to the closure of acomicsalliance.com that we're doing this now. But we have reached that goal, and that has allowed us to do this monthly Snack Situation special. Thank you to everybody who helped us get to that level and to that point. I can guarantee you that some things are going to be happening on the Patreon very soon, including a new t-shirt design and some other cool stuff, more bonus content for one thing, that will make this worth your while in addition to this special podcast that's going out to everybody. So I just want to say big, big thanks for that.
Yes, super huge thanks, especially for me. As you mentioned, Comics Alliance was my day job, so seeing a lot of people step up and get us to the level of being able to do the Snack Situation podcast was really heartening for me. Partly because we have once again successfully conned people into giving us money to do a thing we like to do.
Let's hold off on the like part, but we'll see. So, Chris, I don't think we should screw around anymore talking about stuff that's not snacks. I think we should talk about some snacks. And as we've been saying ever since we brought up the idea of the monthly Snack Situation podcast, we are finally going to eat what is in this big, big bag of Chinese snacks.
Yes. Now, who sent us this bag, Matt?
I'm going to take the opportunity to read the email from Ching Li, who, or it could be Chang Li. I apologize for not knowing the pronunciation. I think it's probably Chang. But I'll read the email from them about this bag of snacks that they sent us. Hi, Chris and Matt. Greetings from Chicago. Last week, I bought, and this is actually last week, this was sent to us back in September. Last week, I bought brought two packs of snacks with me from Beijing. My luggage was overweight, but the lady at the airport was kind enough to let me through without charging me for extra. These are some of my favorite snacks growing up, and I'd like to share them with you guys. Just a humble token of appreciation for being there every week. I'm from Beijing and lived in the States for a couple years and got weirdly nostalgic when I returned home. Your podcast is one of the few things that made me feel connected to the other side, so thank you. Obviously, you'd have a lot more choices if you were in Beijing, but these are what I'm legally allowed to bring to the States. I don't know what that means. It's a 2-pound assorted bag for each of you. I do not think that they are labeled in English, and I don't have a list of what's in there. So maybe you could just trust your taste buds and take a guess. Also, just a note, the date on the packages is a pack date, not an expiration date, so don't worry about things being expired. Although it has been like 7 months, so who knows how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, I'm sure that this will be a great final podcast for us. Now here's the thing. This is a 2-pound variety pack. I don't, like, are these all different? Surely they're not all different.
I don't know. I have done a modicum of research on these, and Chris, I'm going to suggest that the first thing we try, find a large yellow package.
Well, Matt, before we get into this, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is your current stomach situation?
I did eat dinner. I did eat dinner.
Yeah, like, here's the deal. Usually when we do this, we're either usually it's around lunchtime when we do Movie Fighters, so it's not just after a meal. Tonight it is 7:09 p.m. right now. I just ate a wonderful meal. Aiden made some salmon. And we had a salad that I made out of local greens that we got at the farmer's market yesterday. We made a vinaigrette for it, sauteed some mushrooms. So I'm like super good right now. And I will say, we kind of ate like monsters a couple weeks ago. So then we did a salad cleanse where every night for dinner we had a variation on a salad. And that was great. So I'm saladed up. But I'm not as hungry as I normally would be approaching a 2-pound bag of Chinese snacks that has been taunting me from this room.
I think we're just going to probably take a bite or two of each thing. I'm considering this my dessert.
Yeah, that's the same. Although, to be fair, we do not know if these are sweet snacks or savory snacks or both.
Well, okay, so there's one item in here that I've researched and found out what it is. Find a yellow package with what looks kind of like, they actually look kind of like tea bags in here. They're like circular white discs with some stuff
yellow
in the middle.
Okay, I've got a thing that looks like pancakes. It's a yellow package, you said? Because I've got like a green package with something that looks kind of like a fried egg.
That might be it, if it's...
This one just says crispy corn.
Let me tell you what it says on the package. It's got a lot of Chinese text, and then underneath it says Fuling Jiabing.
Fuling Jiabing. Yes, that is, mine is green and looks like a fried egg.
Okay, mine is yellow. I looked up Fuling Jiabing, and I'm going to read the Wikipedia entry for it right now.
All right, hit me up, dog.
Fuling Jiabing, also known as Fuling Bing or Tuckahoe Pie, is a traditional snack food of Beijing and is an integral part of the city's culture. It is a pancake-like snack made from flour, sugar, and fuling, rolled around nuts, honey, and other ingredients. The flour can be mixed with fuling, a kind of Chinese medicine from Yunnan province that is used to rid the spleen of dampness.
Okay, all right.
It used to be a light snack served to the royal family or governmental officials of the Qing dynasty. Now it has become a must-have snack in Beijing. So
okay, so this is gonna help us our spleen right up, right?
Yeah, these little discs are edible, and the stuff in the middle is like rolled up honey and nuts. So let's give this a try.
Is kind of powdery, Matt?
Mine it's not. It doesn't feel powdery to me.
Here, I'm just gonna real quick text you a picture of mine, because I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Mine does not look that appetizing.
I mean, mine looks weird too, but after reading about it, I'm feeling a lot better. Mine is more. I would be convinced that this was paper.
Yes,
if I didn't
looks,
know that it
looks
was
rather papery.
If I didn't know that it was a pancake-like snack made with flour.
All right, so are we doing this? Is this what
I'm
we're just, doing?
I'm diving in.
Okay, I've got the package open. It's got paper around it, right? Is this all just?
That's the stuff.
This is
that's
what we do stuff. Here. Okay. It smells good. It smells very good.
It's good. I like it.
A little tough. I did not get all the way through on that bite.
I will say it tastes a little papery, but it is clearly
extremely papery. Are we sure we are not eating paper?
It's not paper. It's made of flour, so it's dissolving in my mouth. But it does have a little bit of papery taste. Yeah. But when you get to that stuff in the middle, that stuff's good.
All right, I'm kind of eating around it so I can like clear a path. We got God, this is very papery. This is very papery, Matt.
Okay, yours looks the same as mine. It was just in a green package instead of a yellow package.
Let me take this big bite here.
The stuff in the middle is good. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a Fig Newton.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a. Like a sweet, there might be fig in there, might be, like, raisin in there. I could definitely taste, like, some walnuts, maybe. It's good. I like it.
And you know what? My spleen is feeling very dry.
It's the driest my spleen has ever been.
You're just usually just soaking.
Oh, I'm known for my very wet spleen. Okay. Well, since you mentioned the thing that looks like pancakes, let's dive into that one.
All right, now this looks like a little short stack of silver dollar pancakes.
A little tiny stack of pancakes is what it looks like.
Okay. I gotta say, Fuling Jiabing, tasty. Very tasty. Surprisingly so.
Yeah, it looks daunting. Okay, this is hard to open. I'm gonna have to get some scissors for this.
No, it's not hard to open. I just tore it right open. I've got like a little Dixie cup full of
Mine is very like
pancakes.
Had like compressed air in it or something. I had to grab the scissors.
There's a little preservative package inside it, like a little silica gel package that says "Don't eat, don't microwave."
There is a silica gel package in there.
That's comforting.
I'm not gonna eat that.
All right.
At least that was in English. All right.
Oh, they're stuck together. They've got like little. Are these little sandwiches? Is that what they are?
Maybe they're just really stuck together.
Here's to you. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm just going to eat the stack.
This is very tasty.
Yeah, that's not bad. They're like little pancakes with syrup. They're like it's like syrup in the middle. That's good.
Yeah, this is like a nice little blend of savory and sweet. Like these little... I have no idea what they are called because I do not
everything's in Chinese.
Read. Yeah, Mandarin or Cantonese, whichever these are written in. Well, that's tasty. That was very tasty.
Yeah, those are not bad.
See, here's the thing we've noticed from doing international snacks situations on Movie Fighters. American snacks tend to be way sweeter than foreign snacks because we're Americans. We love sugar.
Yeah.
So the general rule, especially for European snacks, was that the candy is worse, the chocolate is better. But these Chinese snacks, two for two, have had a very sweet, good amount of sweetness, very tasty so far.
But you know, offset with like a kind of a breadiness in both cases.
Now, Matt, can I tell you what I'm looking at? here.
All right.
I'm looking at Ma Tuan.
Ma Tuan? Let me try to find
Yes,
that.
It's a little... It looks like a little sesame ball in a golden and translucent condom package.
We got a lot to get through in here.
There's so much... Like, we could do... We could maybe do this for the next three snack situations.
I see Ma Tuan. I see Ma Tuan. I'm hoping for, like, a little savoriness after a couple of sweet ones.
Well, I gotta say, these are... Like, this was a 2-pound bag. There is not a lot of repetition. I've got, like, some of these smaller, like, bagged candies. Look like they might be similar, if not the same. And there's some weird, like, looks like caramel bricks that I'm not super stoked about. But there's, like, a lot of diversity in this 2 pounds of candy. I don't think we're going to be able to get through it all tonight.
I think you're probably right. I think we may end up, if we get to about, you know, 45 minutes on this one, about half the bag, we'll do Chinese Snacks Part 2, because there are a lot of snacks in this thing.
I just moved aside a piece of candy that was sitting on my desk to reveal the frowning face of Diamond Dallas Page, because I have the DDP Yoga DVD sitting here. And he is currently... I'm going to send you another picture of this real quick.
Okay.
Because he is not pleased that I am just candying it up right now.
All
right.
While you're taking pictures, let's do this. I think this is something we should do on these snack situation specials, especially when we cannot give the names of the items because everything's in Chinese. I'm going to take pictures of all the snacks we try.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
And post them on our Tumblr. So please go to our...
Okay, so these will go up on the Movie Fighters Tumblr, which we will finally use.
Yeah, this will be the use for the Movie Fighters Tumblr. Like, okay, I have the Ma Tuan in my hand. It looks like a ball of goop covered in sesame seeds.
It looks like a sesame ball. Like, I think I've... Like, if this is what I think it is, I have had this at, like, Chinese restaurants before.
All right, let's try it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. Mouth sounds.
It's really got that sesame flavor, I'll tell you that.
So Matt, the Ma Tuan I have had at Chinese restaurants before.
Okay.
And this is a very familiar feeling. It's kind of like a jelly-ish, jelly-ish, but like, kind of like... What would you call this?
It's a goo ball with sesame seeds on it. And like I'm gonna tell you, it's not my fave. It's not my fave. I want to try something.
But I do like it.
I'm gonna try something that I think might be kind of salty.
Okay.
Look for a small orange bag. The back is totally orange. The front has a picture of a little girl with a orange bow in her hair.
A happy little girl.
Got it. You got it. Okay. I'm thinking this is
so
going to be some kind of...
You think this is going to be salty?
I think this is
a... looks like peanut butter behind her.
Yeah, it does look kind of like peanut butter.
I mean, look, we'll find out. We're in it to win it now, buddy.
Yeah, we're in this. I just want to get like some of the sweet taste out of my mouth.
Well, you know, I've got a glass of water here, so... Let me just...
Yeah, I mean, I've got something to drink, but... Yeah, this looks like it could be a salty snack, I think.
All right, so... I'm having a little trouble opening this. Here's a little bonus installment of ASMR for everybody.
There you go.
Okay. The smell, they could go either way. These could be salty, they could be sweet, I don't know. But they look like... Kind of curly, Cheeto-y sort of things.
They look bready. They look like the outside of like Crab Rangoon.
Crab fair. Inside.
Let's take a taste.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Weirdly savory.
Not quite the taste I was expecting, but not bad.
Yeah. I don't think I like these. They're not bad, but they get weird on you in the middle. They get, like, it feels like I was eating a Cheeto and then it turned into soup halfway through.
It's a soupy flavor. It's like tomato soup. Kind of.
tomato soup. That's what it is. That's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Hmm. This is some fucking Willy Wonka shit that we're doing right now. Schnozberries taste like schnozberries, my dude.
All right.
Mm. Moving along. Matt, if you want something savory, I've got an idea.
Okay.
Find yourself a green package of crispy corn.
All right. Green package.
Because it says crispy corn in English, and there's pictures of corn on it.
There's so much stuff in this bag.
Yeah, it's a 2-pound bag of candy.
All right,
this is a pretty...
I got the crispy corn.
Okay, crispy corn. Alright, so I'm gonna pop this guy open. Here. Oh, it's like corn nuts. Here we go.
Okay. I'm afraid that these are gonna go everywhere. Alright, here we go.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility of that. We trying them?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they're kind of sweet.
I like that though. They taste good. It's just corn. It's like crisped rice, but corn.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Crispy not corn. Bad. Does what it says in the package.
They're a little popcorny, actually. I've got some in here that are, like, almost popped.
Mm. Yeah, I can see there's a couple in there. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, pretty, not bad. I would say pretty basic. Pretty basic snack.
I like it. Okay. Now, I think we're going to have to approach the wave, the mountain of gelatin snacks in here. And
no,
I have
Matt, can we just take a moment real quick to say that the English text on the outer package, on the bag, says Beijing special product, give first choice present, best enjoyment.
I mean, I can't argue. I can't argue with any of that.
Well, Matt, are you having the best enjoyment right now? Because, like, I'm having a good time.
I'm not hating it.
I'm not hating it either. I'm just saying best enjoyment is a lofty goal. All right. So what do you got? What do you got?
I've got, like, it's like a red
In the
rectangle.
Blue package?
This is just in a clear...
In the red and blue package?
It's just in a small, clear package.
With a little bit of green on it?
Well, there's a fruit on the side.
I swear I think that's supposed to be watermelon.
I do not know what kind of fruit that is at all.
If this is supposed to be watermelon, this is, like, the craziest thing I've ever seen. Because it's like it looks like a cigar where someone has just, like, taken the watermelon rind off the end. Like, they were opening a watermelon, like, they stood it on its end and opened the top? That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's not how you graphically represent a watermelon?
I'm wondering if this is supposed to be some kind of berry that I'm just not familiar with.
Well, okay, so I really... Okay, I'm not looking forward to this. I'll say it.
Okay, it's just like a rectangle of gelatin.
What?
Gelatin. All right. This one's a little hard to get into.
Yeah, this one... Oh, I touched it, and I do not... I do not like that touch.
Making use of the scissors here. It's a little slimy.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna have to get in there with the scissors. We're really working for this one.
Here we go. I'm gonna dive in, I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, I've got it peeled. I do not like this.
It ain't watermelon.
Oh, no. I do not like the texture of this at all. I am thoroughly disgusted.
I don't know what to make of this.
I took like one little bite off the corner. I mean, I'm going to go back in for another one just for the sake of fucking science, but... Oh, no. Oh, no. I do not like this one.
It's not chewy in a fun way?
Yeah, it's No. The wrapper's going back up.
I put the wrapper back up also.
Because here's the thing. It's not a bad taste. The texture is like one of the worst textures I have ever felt in my mouth.
It's not great. It does not taste like a berry I recognize. So whatever this thing is on the sides of the package, it's just some berry I'm not familiar with, I suppose.
Yeah. Now we have a similar one. I thought I saw one that looked like it had cherries on it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I'm not seeing it now.
I'm looking at it right now. It's in like a white package with a green stripe across the middle.
Oh yeah, here we go. Yeah, this is with the big old picture of a cherry.
With a big old picture of a cherry. Let's try that one.
All right. Oh wait. Oh, this is a. Oh no. Oh, this is something different. Matt, I might have to tap out on this one.
What's in here? I'm getting
it
open.
You'll see.
I'm getting it open.
You'll
still.
See.
All right. Oh, they're like, oh boy. They're dried cherries.
Yeah.
I gotta eat it.
What if you eat it and I pretend? Because I really don't. Matt, please, don't make me do this one.
You don't want to eat a dried cherry?
No.
They're like cherry raisins.
They look awful.
They don't look that bad to
me. They look like rotting olives.
They're dried cherries. I'm going to eat one. Oh. I'm going to eat one. All right.
Okay, God. All right. Oh, God. I do. Yep, they're cherry raisins. They're craisins.
They're exactly cherry raisins.
It was crunchy. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out on that one. That one had to come out of the mouth.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I hit something crunchy and my body hit the eject button on that one, dude. Ugh, yeah, not a fan of these. China, the Beijing special product, is batting about 750 at this point.
I didn't mind that one at all. I thought that one was perfectly fine. I wouldn't sit down and like eat a handful of those, but it wasn't bad. It had a very raisiny taste.
I didn't like it. I think we've got maybe another bag of those, because we've got something else that has cherries on it. Okay. In a similar but different package.
All right, what do you want to try next?
Let's see. We have some things that are similar to the Matuan that we could try.
Yeah.
How about this? Look for an oblong yellow package that looks like it might have like some kind of cookie in it.
Okay, I have another Matuan in here.
This one is.
Oh, I see this. It's a.
Tuckahoe cake,
yeah.
Yeah, let's try this one. This one looks pretty safe. The texture on those cherries was the bad news bears, man. Okay, here we go.
Tuckahoe cake.
Hmm. A little bit stale, maybe. Not terrible. Not good.
This might be stale.
Yeah.
Hard to judge. It's got
it's on us. This thing's been sitting in my office for months.
It's got like nuts in it.
Yeah.
Again, I think those are walnuts. It's just the there's a crust.
Matt, why would anyone want to listen to this? Did we just secret this out as the hottest segment in podcasting, and that's how it happened?
Chris, I think you're having a crisis moment. Let me tell you what.
Those cherries really got to me, dude. Like,
let me tell you what this is.
Uh-huh.
Right now. This is very good. What we're doing is very good.
Okay. Okay.
I can't really make a judgment on the Tuckahoe kick, though, because it might be stale.
Yeah, I think it might be.
It's like a little pie. It's more like a pie than a cake. I'll say that. It's like a pie that's kind of oblong shaped, that has crust, and then inside the crust is like this kind of like crushed up.
It's a cookie. Walnut. It's a little cookie boat.
It's a little cookie boat. Yeah, there you go. But it's hard to judge it.
I got this purple package here that is ominously squishy.
Purple package that's ominously squishy.
Kind of rectangular. All right, maybe it might be a cookie. This is... I cannot stress enough that these are completely unfamiliar to us.
Is this a... Is it? It's like another gelatin thing?
I don't know if it is or not, because the package is completely sealed and opaque. But it's got a it's a purple package with three big characters in black on the front.
All right, this is the first one I'm having trouble finding. I got it. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. All right. All right, let's dive into this one.
All right. Let me tear this guy open here. Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, these look like maybe... Oh, I don't... These look like beans. These little... They smell like beans.
This smells very bad.
This smells very bad.
It smells like dog food.
I'm holding one in my hand, and I just can't, like...
Nope, I'm not doing this one.
I'm gonna take a bite.
All right.
Oh, God, I really don't want to do this. It's a bean?
It's a bean. Okay.
It is a straight up bean, my dude.
Does it just taste like a bean?
Just tastes like a bean.
Okay. I'm gonna take your word on that one.
And they smell terrible. They smell terrible.
They taste
like a bean.
I put my finger down in there and it was just slime. Like, no.
Yeah. Not. That's ominously squishy.
Like, look. I want to make this very clear because I feel like we've been pretty good about, like, diving into most of these. It's not the fact that these snacks are Chinese that is giving us pause. It's that, we don't know what they are because we can't read the packages. And I don't care where I would have, where anything was from. If I had opened it and it smelled like that, I would not want to eat it. I'm sorry.
The weird thing is, we had like three really good things at the start of this.
Yeah, we started so strong.
And then it turned on us. Like, we accidentally picked three things that were very, very tasty, and then everything else has been kind of, like, this one went south on us pretty hard. This one took a hard left.
Okay. What else do you want to try?
Now, well, we've got multiple versions of Iwowo.
Yeah, we've got several Iwowos. We could try an Iwowo.
These look very much like the Matuans, so I've got some high hopes. I've got a brown one, I've got a pinkish one.
Let's try the brown one. I have a brown one in my hand right now. I think next we have
a picture.
We also have an alternate version of Fuling Jabing. I think we should try that one next time.
This is in the pink package.
I've got the brown one.
Okay, that's right. I have like it's kind of a smaller oval Fuling cake. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other version of Fuling Jabing, I think.
Okay.
But I have the brown Iwowo in my hand right now.
Okay, and now there's a picture on it. And this picture, this could be red beans. This could be coffee beans. It could be the concept of chocolate. I do not know.
I'm gonna find another. Since we can see that in English, I'm gonna look up what it is.
Okay.
Iwowo is a kind of Muslim food in Beijing. With a history back to the Ming Dynasty, it's made from sticky rice with a sweet filling. The fillings are made of red bean, taro, or many other sweet ingredients. Since this has what looks like red beans, I assume it's red bean.
So red bean paste. Okay. I can roll with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of like a doughy, I assume this is made with like rice flour outside.
Mm-hmm. Tasty. Not bad.
No, it's like a little. It's a little dumpling. It's not bad.
And red bean paste, I believe, is a popular sweet ingredient in many Asian countries. It's very popular in Japan as well.
Yep. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Boy, do we have a lot of I Wo-Wos. All right, is that going to be we're going to cut part one here, Matt? Because I'm feeling a little full, to be honest with you.
Do you think we have about half left?
Okay, here's what we've got left, all right? We've got a smaller Fulin cake. I've got something that just says sweet potato on the package. I've got Mi Ma Hua. I've got two packages of those that look very similar to the thing that we ate with the little girl, the little, tomato soup.
It looks like in many cases we have just alternates of what... Like, we've got another version of AWOWO that has a different picture. That's the pink package.
The pink package.
I'm going to suggest one more thing. We do one more thing before we wrap this up.
All right. And we've got so much of these little gelatin bricks. I have three of them.
This is an orange gelatin
brick. Four of them. No, four was the one we tried. Okay.
What I'm looking at is an orange gelatin brick. Yeah, that's got like a pink... border around the edge of the package.
I've got a orange gelatin brick that has a yellow, like it's a clear package with a yellow border.
Yeah, they're probably the same.
I've got that. Okay. Are there any identifying characteristics on this guy?
It's the only orange gelatin brick I have, so I'm going to assume they're the same.
Wait, I've got one with the yellow border that's like a tan, like an orangish tan. I've got one in a very similar package with a green border that looks like it's wearing a black belt.
I think the one... I'm looking at the one that's probably... That's kind of orangish brown and doesn't have a black belt.
Okay, then I've got it right here.
All
right,
let's give this one a shot.
I don't... And
then we'll be done with the snacks for this installment. Oh, it's wet inside. No.
Yeah, this one's real squishy.
All right, I'm going to take one little bite of the edge. It dripped on my pants. It's like a piece of sweet potato.
Okay.
It's literally just like a piece of sweet potato.
Yeah, huh. Huh, actually, no, this one is not that bad.
No, I expected it to be bad. It's not
bad.
It was
like listening to an old-time radio drama, listening to you opening this thing up, but...
it's just literally wet.
It is wet, do not like it being wet.
No, that's not fun. But as far as taste, it's fine.
It's just like sweet potato. Yeah, not bad.
All right.
And the texture is not as bad as like the gelatin things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's it for our first snack situation special.
We've got a very special thing that we need to do before we get out of here.
Okay.
We need to get out our chisels, get out our hammers, and etch these into the grand list of every snack ever.
Ting, ting, ting!
So, Matt, here's what I'm saying. If you're a War Rocket Ajax listener, you already know this. If you're new, welcome. Matt and I have a tendency to rank things from best to worst. And I think what we're going to do... I don't think we can sit here and rank Ma Tuan versus the little girl versus the sweet potato brick versus the pancakes. The pancakes were very good, actually. I don't think we can rank them all together. I think what we're going to be doing, and Matt, you can feel free to stop me on this if you want to go a different way. I think what we're going to do is rank the episodes.
Yeah.
So this would be Beijing Special Product Part 1.
Yep.
And I think what we need to decide, I was thinking about this a lot today, and this is the first time I've actually run any of this by you. Rather than starting with a top and a bottom, as we have before, I want to start at the exact midpoint of all snacks.
Okay.
Like the standard, the literal standard by which all other snacks must be judged. And I think that's popcorn.
Okay. Okay.
So, on the balance, taking in everything to account, the tomato soup twist, the pancakes, the matuan, which was quite good, the Fuling Jiabing cakes, where does Beijing Special Product Part 1 rank? Would you rather eat this again or popcorn?
I'd definitely rather eat popcorn.
I would also definitely rather eat popcorn. No offense to the country of China. No offense to the listener who was nice enough to send these in. But on the balance, I think taking everything in, I think popcorn's got it beat.
I don't know that there's any single snack among these that I would put above popcorn. Popcorn might be too good.
Popcorn's very good. But popcorn's also, like, here's why I went with popcorn. A, I had popcorn today as a snack, and I thought about it.
Okay.
B, popcorn is something that I like. It's something that's widely available, and it comes in a lot of different varieties. C, I think popcorn's a pretty common experience for most listeners. Everybody's going to have had popcorn, generally speaking. D, popcorn turns on you. Popcorn's good until it's not good anymore.
I mean, that's
and
fair.
Then you do, and then you're done with it.
I think if you just pop a bag of popcorn in the microwave, that is the perfect amount of popcorn. If you go to the movies and you get like a giant tub of popcorn, you're going to be very tired of popcorn before that tub is finished.
Yes. Also, I really didn't want to go back and list all the snacks that we had on Movie Fighters. Because that covers a pretty wide variety of snacks.
And it's a long list, yeah. This is the start of ranking snacks, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to, like, do rankings in, like, the snack situation specials we're going to do on Movie Fighters from here on out.
No, these are just going to come. These are a special feature of the Snack Situation podcast, like solo podcast, because this, like you said, this is for special snacks. This is for, we're going to have to make a trip to World Market. We're going to have to, like, get some of that dewshine and see how that dewshine washes stuff down.
We're going to have to agree on it. And it's going to have to be multiple things because we have to do, like, half an hour. So we can't just do dewshine. We have to drink dewshine and Pepsi 1852 or whatever, and
That shit's great, by the way. Heads up, that okay. Shit rules.
Is it 1892?
1893.
Okay,
from the makers of Pepsi. Okay. It has the worst packaging, but it's very, very tasty.
So we're gonna have to try those maybe in an episode. Like, we're gonna have to like really hunker down on snacks that maybe fit a certain theme each episode. So. Next month, we're going to be finishing out this bag of snacks from Beijing, and then we will figure out what to do in June. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope the chewing and mouth sounds weren't too bad for you. You can go to – you'll have to go to moviefighters.tumblr.com to see photos of the snacks that we are at least eating in this episode because we literally cannot tell you the names of most of them. But go check that out, and thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you are enjoying the first of our Snack Situation specials, have enjoyed it. We'll be back in May with another.
Yeah, and thanks for eating with us. We need a better sign-off line, Matt. Snack on, everybody.
Have a great situation.
This has been a Clytus Media production.